Hello, I'm Frank Sipovitz. I'm the Senior Vice President of Events for the National Football League, and among other things, we're here with a team full of NFL event executives who plan the Super Bowl to help the Minnesota Super Bowl Bid Committee put together a competitive bid for the Super Bowl in 2018. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
What did you get out of your visit?
Well, as I mentioned to the group that was assembled yesterday, when we got to meet with business leaders, it's really a voyage of discovery for many of us, and a voyage of rediscovery for some of us. I've worked in the Twin Cities market before, so I know very well all the great things that are achievable here and all the great facilities that you have. Some of our staff didn't have as great an understanding of the Twin Cities. We work with all three of the bidding cities for Super Bowl and all three of the bidding clubs, and our job is to try to help them prepare the very best proposal that they could put in front of the owners of the NFL, which will be in this May for the vote. And it's been a terrific experience. The hospitality's been tremendous. The venue tours have been exactly what we need to see. You've got a great new stadium that is being developed here and is actually under construction. It's great to see it come on out of the ground. And there's a lot of great new things in the Twin Cities area that's been wonderful to rediscover while we're here.
What are you specifically looking for to see if the Twin Cities can be competitive?
We're really working very closely with the business community and community leaders who have been putting together the bid. So our job is really to come here and not only discover what they'd like to propose and get a little bit more detail on some of the plans for the building, some of the plans for downtown, some of the plans more regionally, but also to give them an opportunity to ask us questions about what's different about Super Bowl since it was here in 1992, because it is very different. And we're here as guides. We're here as guides and coaches, as we are with the other two teams and the other two cities, so that they can put their best foot forward.
What is different about from 1992? What's different about the game itself as it comes here?
Well, the happy news is the game is exactly the same. It's still four quarters, and it still runs 60 minutes on the clock. And it's still got a great halftime show and a terrific pregame show. But there are so many more activities, so many more fan engagement opportunities for people in the market to enjoy. And there are also people who are coming from other parts of the country and other parts of the world to enjoy and explore as well. NFL Experience was held here in 1992, and it's so much bigger and so much more robust an event than it was when it was here. Our plan is to have it here again. And reintroduce it to the market. But beyond that, we have a media day that is now publicly accessible, and fans can come into media day. We have a media center that frequently is publicly accessible and has become an event unto its own. We've had, either between ourselves and the cities or between ourselves and the host committees, a great series of fan festivals like Super Bowl Boulevard in New York City this past year. Super Bowl Village and Super Bowl Boulevard in the last two Super Bowl cities, where as many as 1.5 million people were able to come out and enjoy a Super Bowl experience at absolutely no cost to them. In the New York, New Jersey region, it was outdoors in a winter market, so we're not really afraid of the cold, to be honest.
Does a winter market have to do things above and beyond to show that it can host such an extravagant event, you know, as compared to a New Orleans or a Miami or whatever?
One of the benefits that you have here in the Twin Cities is you know how to handle cold weather and you know how to handle ice and snow. There are cities that have to be challenged to do more in that regard. What is also true is it's also more expensive to host an event in a winter city market. More wardrobe for more volunteers of course, heavier clothing, heated tents for security checkpoints, additional heating facilities for any number of venues that might be tented you know, fuel costs, all of those kinds of things. So there are additional expenses, and clearly what I think the Twin Cities is trying to do, like any of the cities is trying to do, is put together the most competitive bid that they possibly can, and all of that has to be factored into it. Yes.
The legislature wants.
Well, what I'll say about that is that is again, Super Bowl is sought after by many cities. This particular year, it's 3, but that's because we have an application process. It was originally 12. So it's an incredibly competitive environment. And all of those types of considerations really figure into what the bottom line of a Super Bowl might be and whether it is financially competitive.
What was the reaction to the weather in New Jersey? You know, after all was said and done, usually you have that 50-degree rule. Is it something you'll do regularly, or is this a special occasion because of the stadium getting built and bringing Super Bowl to New Jersey?
Well, what's interesting about the Super Bowl 48 in New Jersey was actually 51 degrees at game time. We didn't know that, of course, 4 years ahead of time when the bid was awarded. But we were prepared for pretty much anything. We did have to clear a lot of snow, and it was throughout the month ahead of Super Bowl, and it was incredibly cold for some of the days and weeks leading up. The fact of the matter is we've been in winter environments before. We've been here before. We've been in Detroit. We've been in Indianapolis. We've been in North Texas. Those are cold places and sometimes snowy places. So we're aware that those are the kinds of things that you may have to contend with. Super Bowl 48 was a very different experience because it was an outdoor winter game. It was the first of its kind, but there was also a first for a winter environment, even if it was indoors. Up until that point, it had always been in warm weather locations. So it's up to the 32 owners of the NFL to make the determination as to whether we do it again. It's going to be up to them, quite honestly, but if you ask most people, the Super Bowl 48 experience was a terrific one.
What are the minimum stadium requirements that you need to host corporate sponsors, suites, and that level? What kind of capacity does this? What have you seen in the designs that would match up with that?
This is an incredibly flexible facility, so you do have the ability to add seats in a very, very intelligent and predetermined way. Usually, we require 70,000 seats. Just like there's a rule about the 50 degrees, there's a rule about 70,000 seats. That can be waived. It can be something that the owners look past. We don't know what the final manifest of the building is going to be. Our expectation is that at least in some configuration, it will be around 70,000 seats if we choose to undertake that configuration. That's important. The suites are also something important for our sponsors and business partners, and frankly, our participating teams and non-participating teams. And then, frankly, it has an impact on the bottom line as well, because we do sell a lot of suites for Super Bowl.
Was there an implied agreement, or at least an understanding, once this legislation was passed to get this stadium built, that this game was a fait accompli at some point?
I wouldn't call it a fait accompli at all. I would say it was something incredibly helpful to that process. There has been a record on behalf of the NFL to support communities that have built new buildings in public-private partnerships. You look at the track record and it's there. So there's no quid pro quo per se. It's still a competitive bid process. And that's why so many people are working so hard over a long period of time to make sure that the best bid from the Twin Cities goes forward.
But if you can go somewhere and have a game and a party in January or February, why are you going to come here instead of New Orleans?
I'm not the one who makes that determination. 32 owners make that determination. And you've asked me a loaded question, which is, well, why wouldn't you want to be warm as opposed to cold? Fact of the matter is, we've had some significantly successful events in cold weather markets. The Detroit Super Bowl for Super Bowl 40 was tremendous. The experience in Indianapolis was tremendous for Super Bowl 46. The events that were held here in 1992 were successful. And to be honest, Super Bowl in and of itself is a great event that many cities want to be able to host. our owners have to this point wanted to spread it around to the greatest degree possible, and perhaps they'll spread it around a little bit more this time around.